From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The U.S. ambassador to Pakistan is apologizing over a helicopter attack that killed at least three security personnel last week. Ann Patterson says a joint investigation shows U.S. helicopters mistook the soldiers for insurgents. The incident angered Pakistan officials, who responded by shutting down a key supply route for NATO soldiers in Afghanistan. The government's first civilian trial of a Guantanamo Bay detainee is on hold. As Carrie Johnson reports, a federal judge is blocking the prosecution's use of a key witness.
Judge Kaplan rejected the government's attempt to use a witness it had only learned about after harsh CIA questioning of a Guantanamo detainee. The detainee, Ahmed Khalfan Gailani, was sent to New York last year to face trial on charges that he played a role in East Africa embassy bombings that killed more than 200 people in 1998. Lawyers and human rights groups are following the case for what it says about efforts to prosecute other men at Guantanamo. Attorney General Eric Holder says the government is reviewing the ruling.
Article 3 courts are fully capable of handling these matters.
And Holder says it won't hurt broader efforts to bring terrorists to trial in civilian courts. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner is ramping up pressure on countries with undervalued currencies to let their exchange rates rise against the dollar.
This is a problem because when large economies with undervalued exchange rates act to keep their currencies from appreciating, that encourages other countries to do the same. And this sets off a dangerous dynamic.
Speaking at the Brookings Institution, Geithner made no mention of China, where U.S. manufacturers say businesses have an unfair advantage because of policies that undermine American jobs. The state of West Virginia says federal environmental rules are costing jobs in his state. West Virginia is suing the federal government over delays in processing permits for surface coal mines.
The suit names the Environmental Protection Agency, the Army Corps of Engineers, and the Department of the Interior. Governor Joe Manchin says a 2009 federal policy has delayed the issuance of 23 mining permits. Manchin, who is running for the Senate seat held by the late Robert Byrd, faces criticism for ties to President Obama. The governor believes the EPA's lack of action is harming the economy of West Virginia and other coal mining states.
We are asking the court to reverse EPA's actions before West Virginia's economy and our mining community face further hardships and uncertainty and weaken the strength of this country.
West Virginia officials expect both Virginia and Kentucky to join the suit. Court rules require the EPA to respond within 60 days. For NPR News, I'm John Hingsbergen in Charleston, West Virginia.
This is NPR News. The Argentine government is promising to settle its international debt. As Richard Reynolds reports from Buenos Aires, the nation owes about $14 billion on defaulted loans.
Argentina owes about $6 billion to Paris Club debtor nations and another $8 billion to various bondholders. Much of that is held by U.S. funds. The so-called holdouts have refused repeated efforts by the government to settle the matter. The government owes a further $134 billion to bondholders who settled for a fraction of their bonds' face value. The government has said it will use reserves in the central bank to pay down the debt, something that has proved controversial. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Buenos Aires.
Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies have conducted raids at 16 locations across Southern California. Officials say officers seized marijuana and jailed 11 people on suspicion of drug dealing. The raid sites included medical marijuana clinics. In baseball, Philadelphia's Roy Halladay tossed a no-hitter to help the Phillies win a 4-0 victory over the Cincinnati Reds in Game 1 of a National League Divisional Series.
Halladay looks for the sign from Carlos Ruiz. He winds, he kicks, he deals, and a chopper in front of the plate. Catcher gets and throws, and he has the no-hitter. Roy Halladay has no-hitted the Reds in the opening game of this 2010 National League Division Series, facing one over the minimum.
Reds play-by-play pitcher Marty Brenneman calling the final out. Halladay's no-hitter was only the second ever in postseason history since Yankee pitcher Don Larson threw a perfect game in the 1956 World Series. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.
Support for